How do I tell them?
How do I tell them?
How do I pay the bills?
How do I pay the bills?
I know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the fears, the need to know. How do I know? Because I'm living with cancer too. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. And we can help people like you, whatever you need to ask. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only hilarious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you, Ben?
I am doing very well. We are fingers crossed on this recording, everyone. We've been having such crazy tech issues today. Lags, crashes, everything has gone really wrong. Like 2 hours worth of drama with the tech. So we have sort of applied some duct tape and some gum and some spit. And we've MacGyvered our setup together. And hopefully you will have a smooth and lovely podcast. But if not, just bear with us because we don't know what's going on. But anyway, the good news is we're here to talk about Real Housewives of New York. Real quickly before we dive into it. Keep an ear out for Dwell Hello. That's back this week. That's on Wondery Plus, so go listen to it there. That's our House Hunters podcast. And then next week, we have Crappy Hour, where we're talking all things Bravo on Instagram Live. Follow us on Instagram Live at Watch What Crappens. And then Ronnie's at Ronnie Karam. I'm at Ben Mandelker. So give us a follow on those platforms. And we're going to talk with you guys next week over there on Instagram. And lastly, Patreon. Normally you can, we do all our episodes on video, but today's is not on video because of aforementioned tech issues. So this is an audio only, but almost every other show we do is on video. So go support on Crappens on Demand level and you get access to those videos. And we also do a weekly bonus episode. So, you know, go check it all that out. And now let's dive into Roni, which I also want to mention, by the way, Ronnie, this was like our first Roni episode with a new cast that had like a proper Real Housewives episode wherein there was a fight that lasted the entire hour, which I thought was a milestone for this cast. I think they finally got to that point where they actually were so angry at each other, or at least two people did, that the feud bubbled over multiple setups, you know?
Yeah. And part of that is just because they have nothing else going on. Not to take your positive and sling it into a negative, but let's be honest, okay? I think it should be like childhood, where you have the car ride to fight, and you get to the restaurant, and you have to stop. There has to be another fight. Okay?
Well,
I don't need a chain fight.
I was okay with it because I didn't need to have necessarily, like, another, you know, horrible, horrid... trauma of yesteryear of, like, you know, I was just happy to not have more serious moments. I was happy to have fighting, quite honestly.
We have current "you stole my phone" trauma instead of past,
like,
everything like was a
real trauma.
Like, my childhood was a trauma. Yeah, real trauma. Yeah, it's definitely fun to have fun trauma.
Yeah.
Yay, fun trauma.
So, missing phones.
So, here we go. We're back in this "why did you take my phone" fight with Uba and Aaron. And Aaron has just fucked all of this up. Uba was trying to ignore her. She was so pissed. Then Aaron was like, "I'm terrified of Uba right now," even though Uba was literally being the bigger person and just ignoring her. Okay. And then Aaron walked into the room going, "Don't say my name. Do not say my name. Do not say my name." When Uba was saying, "Where's Aaron?
Yeah.
Do you think Aaron's ready?"
She was right here.
So Aaron kind of fucked this up. And of course, Uba turns and gives her exactly what she's asking for. In which case, Aaron starts the fake tears. I'm only surprised that she didn't pull out her phone and start filming this for TikTok while she called the police.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I was surprised that she didn't do that. Or maybe say something like, "Listen, I know I'm like Don't say I'm a Karen, because I have many friends who are black, okay? I'm not being a Karen right now. But so she is basically like, you need to calm down. Like, you're not going to scream in my face, which is like, yeah, Uba, maybe it's like, maybe Uba shouldn't have taken off the sunglasses. Maybe that's considered, in, you know, putting your hands on someone. But honestly, we've seen much worse happen to people, okay? And if, like, this is not really screaming, and this is not really, like, danger, okay? And so for Aaron to be like, you're not going to scream in my face, I'm like, you should try to hang with literally any other Real Housewives cast, and then you'll really see what screaming in your face is. How about, why don't you look at Kyle and Kim Richards? Now you're going to see some screaming. Look at Lisa Rinna in Amsterdam. Then you're going to see some screaming. And another thing, that is the night the lights went out in Georgia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really. Have some Lisa Rinna coming for your turkey neck in Amsterdam. Yeah. Okay.
Sunglasses is nothing.
So Uba's like, I'm calm. And Aaron says, yeah, well, you're not going to scream in my face. And she's like, you're not going to be wearing your glasses. So Aaron's like, first of all, give me your eyeglasses. So Sai's like, guys, Jessel is wearing an extremely Versace sun visor right now. Could we just make fun of that and her parents' trauma story? Okay. Let's get back to the real fun.
Yeah, her trauma once removed. By the way, did you see about Jessel and Watch What Happens Live last night?
No. Okay. What happened?
This is the funniest thing. And this is why I really enjoy Jessel, because she is, as you always say, a dodo bird. Okay. She was, so Brynn was the guest on Watch What Happens Live, and so was Tyler Cameron, right? The guy from the tall, hot guy from Bachelor, right? So,
He's an actual guest. That's a lot of work to be sitting next to Tyler Cameron. I mean, that guy is gorgeous, but I don't think I watched his season of The Bachelor, and I still don't think I remember one sentence he's ever uttered in his life. Okay,
well, took me a long time to realize his name wasn't Cameron Tyler. How about that? But so Jessel was in the audience. So Andy's like, okay, first of all, we gotta say hi to Jessel in the audience. She's like, oh, hello. Just had to get away from Bobbitt and the Fried Chicken Society of New York. Hello, everyone. And then Aunt...
She barfs.
Yeah, she barfs. So then Andy basically blows up her spot, because he reveals that Jessel was scheduled to be a guest on the show that night, but she told the booker that she couldn't come. She was busy. But then when she found out that Tyler Cameron was a guest, she cleared her schedule to come. And Andy just basically is like, so you did that? And she's like, Andy, stop. You're really calling me out right now, Andy. He's like, yeah, but that's what you did. She's like, no. I'm here to support Brynn, of course, my dear friend Brynn. And if Tyler wants to sign my bosom with a Sharpie, he may do that too, of course.
That's funny. Aren't they supposed to be super thirsty and wanting to be on there all the time?
Yeah, that was surprising to me. I was like, Jessel, you work in PR. Don't you know how to do PR, like actually participate in the process of it as a subject of it?
Well, I haven't seen her on there before. I've only seen her on this show. Like, I haven't seen any interviews or anything, but you never know that show, because she could have been on before and Andy could have been like, so you were talking about your parents' immigration experience. Did your mom get new boobs? And what does she think about her American boobs now? Let's talk about your mom. Hey, let's have a poll. Whose boobs are better, Sai's or Sai's mom? I'm not Sai. Jessel or Jessel's mom? Sorry, was I saying Sai this whole time? I meant Jessel. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live.
Anyway, so it was classic Jessel. I was cracking up. I'm actually so glad she wasn't a guest, just so we could have this moment of her crawling back and sitting in the front row of the audience. Because you know Andy was pissed. You know Andy does not look kindly on talent that snubs his show and then comes crawling back. Like, because what basically Jessel did was she basically implied that Andy was not a big enough draw on his own. But once Tyler Cameron was there, now all of a sudden she's willing to show up, which I think is hilarious and perfect. But you know that pissed off Andy so much. I mean, she's going to be in trouble. She is going to wind up kicked off of panels at BravoCon, I believe.
Love it. So Uba's like, how long have you had my phone? 45 minutes. And she goes, fine, I'm going to hold your glasses for 45 minutes. And Sai's like, this is immature, all right? This is really, really immature.
I'm really over this. Let's go have some fun. And Aaron's like, that's not okay to scream at someone's face like that. That's like not okay. And Sai's like, yeah, no, I know it's not. I know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You have a very sheltered life. I get it. I understand. This is scary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very rude. Okay. Let's go watch Ring get blowjobs to straws at a classy restaurant. Okay. Let's go to the real manners here. And Erin's doing her like fake, like no tears are coming out, but she's like, oh my God, I can't believe she just ruined my last day. Like, I'm not a child. You are literally a child. You are a child.
Did a childish prank.
Yes. And so Erin's like, I mean, this is the first conflict I've ever had with her. And it's like the worst conflict I've ever had
this
in my life.
This was worse than when Brad and Gwyneth hid my Trapper Keeper when I was just trying to do my homework while they were closing their sale. This was worse than that moment. Why would they even prank me? I was a little girl. Huh.
Oh my God. So she's saying that she doesn't even know what's going on with Uba, but this is something her kids would do. They yell at each other and they grab things and they say, give it back. Yeah. Like you hid the phone.
Yeah, you literally did that.
That is
that was you.
Or saying like, oh, I got thrown in the pool, so now I get to throw you in the pool. You better wait for it. Okay. No one's really winning on the mature scale here. The maturity scale is dead on this show. So let's all calm down.
Let's not try to play the maturity card, okay? So they're all going to climb into these little baby vehicles that are of sort of strange sized. I couldn't quite wrap my mind around them, but they weren't really like, they didn't feel like proper cars, but they weren't improper cars. So they get into cars.
They're like Hummer golf carts. And there's this weird thing that Bravo's doing lately where they're like, okay, well, it's okay if everybody just goes out and gets wasted as long as they're only driving golf carts. That still counts.
That still counts. Like, if Shannon Medora clipped a house with a golf cart, she'd be in just as much trouble. She might even be a little bit more in pain. She probably would went flying out of that golf cart, you know?
Hmm. So Sai's like, okay, let's go to a rum place because rum makes everything better. It's a rum party. Yeah, rum party. And she's doing that woo thing where she's just trying to lead with woos and then the other woos will follow. But not really a big woo.
If you woo it, they will woo.
If you woo it, they will woo. Doesn't work.
No.
Kevin Costner is not in charge of this woo field. Okay. No one's wooing.
Field of no woos. Okay. And so she's also, in case you didn't know about this, in case you may not know this about rum, Ronnie, but Sai tells us Caribbeans love rum. It's like, really? I never associate rum with the Caribbean. I'm so glad I watched this show. So
she's like, I'm wearing a rum punch dress. Look. And she shakes her tassels around. And I don't know why. But she wears dresses for her work. So I'm glad she got that.
If that's a rum punch dress, why didn't she wear that while you were drinking the rum punch? And you're not drinking rum punch at this moment. I'm just saying there's like some flaws. There's some holes in her argument.
So then Erin gets in her car with Jenna and Sai, okay? And Erin's just moping. She's like, I don't have sunglasses right now. I don't even know I'm supposed to do this. And Jenna's like, okay,
She's got a bad connection.
Sounds like a fucking ghost trying to like fucking slap her on the back. Get it out. She's like, I'm going to go get your sunglasses from over there. I'll be up right back. It's like, can you hear us? Are we light years away from each other trying to contact each other in space? What the hell, Jenna?
So she's like, sweetie, Uba, can I just have the sunglasses back? I'm just going to say it in this tone that's like, we all realize this is ridiculous, right? So this is over now, right? And Uba's like, no, I'm holding on to this. I'm going to set an alarm. Sorry, set an alarm for 45 minutes. I'm going to do that. So
she goes, Jenna, get in your car. Jenna's like, okay, well, you know what? This just feels like, wow, high school. It's like high school. Just like high school.
Well, the Real Housewives.
God, I'm so awkward.
Real Housewives. The Real Housewives where high school remains alive well into your 60s.
Yeah, so Brynn is lecturing Uba in their car, and she's like, Uba, this is where you go wrong, because, like, actually, you're right most of the time, like, you have a good point, but then you, like, you lose because you yell at people. And Uba's like, but when you're real, you cannot be fake.
Yeah, Brynn is like, yeah, like, your delivery, like, next time, what I would do is say, okay, you stole my phone, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna steal your husband. Just kidding.
So Uba tells us that she travels for work. What we heard last week. She travels a lot. She checks in with her family. That's why it's such a big deal. You know, and she's like, and it's not easy being a single girl in the world. And I'm sick of people not thinking of the single girls. Which, you know, I think is maybe taking it to a completely different level. Yeah. To having a whole single girls monologue. But whatever. I'm still team Uba. Because this, if Aaron just said, sorry, I really didn't mean to offend you. I was trying to be funny and I flopped. You know, this would all be over.
That's all it takes. I'm with you. I'm on Team Uba. I understand, like, for whatever reason, her family dynamic is this is a trigger thing. This was a sensitive area for her. I'm not sure, you know, if we now are going to be marching in the streets for just because, you know, for single girls or for single boys. I'm not going to march in the streets for single people ever. No offense.
Phone in hand for single people. Phone in hand for single people.
I don't think we need to pass legislation on this front, you know?
It's like very specific. Please make sure your single friends always have their phone.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your single friend is?
No, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your single friend's phone is?
Yeah, exactly.
Very specific.
Which is funny. This is sort of an inverse of Summer House Martha's Vineyard, where the argument there was like, we're single, okay, we know how to handle ourselves, no big deal, get off our ass, Silas. And here she's like, I'm single, I'm in danger, I need my phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get why she's pissed off, but oh my God, it's just the silliness. It's a phone, people. Let's all relax. So Jenna's like, okay, you know what? I got nowhere with that, but I did. I went over to the other car and I was like, hi. I'm really awkward. Can I have the sunglasses? And they were like, no. So Aaron's like, I mean, should I get other sunglasses? Aaron, do you need to be fucking told how to do this? Are you going to die without your sunglasses? Just drive to the fucking place, mopey. Okay.
How about you just bird box it and wrap something around your eyes at this point, okay?
Seriously, Sandra Bullock would never, okay? Also, it's cloudy out.
So yeah.
Just wanted to point that out. Like, literally nobody needs sunglasses right
so now. So Aaron's like, she's such a bitch. So they go off to Elvis's Beach Bar, which I was all excited about because if we'd been doing video, I had the webcam up from Elvis's Beach Bar and it would have been like a total crappens 360 immersive experience. But no, everyone, we do not get to see the Elvis webcam. I apologize. So they get there. So Uba, they're heading there. And Uba's like, I'm thinking things are good between her and I. And then the middle of the night, she's stealing my phone. And Brynn's like, yeah, you know what I want to steal? A dick. So Uba.
They're back, guys. Dicks are back. So.
Dicks
are back in fashion.
Dicks and cottage cheese, so both are back.
Uba's going on like, I think we're fine, and then she steals my phone in the middle of the night in Anguilla. I cannot text my family. Why would she do this to me? And in Aaron's golf cart, she's like, oh my God, it was like totally an innocent prank. I don't even know why she's so mad. And so I guess I would be a little annoyed. I'll be honest. All right, just, well, I wanted her to be annoyed. That's the point, because she threw me in the pool. I mean, the whole point is making her annoyed.
So then why are you upset that she's annoyed? So, I mean, like, exactly. But also, like, do you not understand, like, prank dynamics? If a prank goes wrong, you rectify the situation. You don't say over and over and over again, but it was a prank. Yeah, we know it was a prank. We know it was a joke. Like, you saying that over and over again, especially when you have had, like, literally not just a stick. You've had all the sticks. You've had literally, like, the set design of Wicker Man up your ass this entire season about jokes. And then all of a sudden when you crack one, suddenly you want everyone to give you grace. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So Uba is off in her car going off still. She's like, yeah, if she even liked me, she would not be taking my phone. And then she was like, I'm not going to give you your phone all day. And, which I don't understand that part. But Bryn's like, but Uba, like, then it's out, like, you just, like, hit so low. Like, immediately you hit so low.
What if she sunglasses?
Yeah. It was so low. And Uba goes, no, take that back. Take it back. And Bryn's like, yeah, but then, like, you're, like, getting in her face. Like, then you're getting in my face about it. And Uba's like, well, how many times did you fight and make up? And how many times, you know, one minute she's calling you slut and saying you're flirting with her husband, and the next minute she's making up and kissing you.
Yeah. Basically being, like, she's inconsistent. And by the way, don't forget she called you a slut. So then we have, like, flashbacks of, you know, Bryn and Aaron's greatest hits, etc. And now we're back.
But also just a reminder that you were the one sticking up for Aaron in that scenario, Uba.
That's true, too.
So Uba's like, yeah, and she's fucking abusing you. It's like ping pong with her. And Bryn's like, Uba, be careful. Let's just enjoy the ride because anger leads to accidents.
And accidents make me horny, so get mad.
You don't want me to be turned on by accidents in your car, okay? So Uba's like, oh my God, why are they driving so slow? Like we're going to a funeral. It's like we're driving to a funeral. And Jess is like, we are.
It's the death of this vacation. Tomorrow I go back to Poffitt. Disgusting. Ugh. So
they get there and they go. Someone's like, it's raining, guys. And Aaron goes, great. Now I'm wet.
Wow. She just can't catch a break, can she? And it's the last day, guys. Ruining the last day. So Aaron's like, well, it doesn't look like it's going to stay wet because we're like driving towards like open sky. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for your contributions to this episode. Thank you so much. Really fascinated by this.
So Jenna is talking to Sai still, and she's like, so, you know, the one story I didn't really understand last night was when Bryn said that she mistook her
tampon, Jenna, Jesus, say it.
Yeah, her, like, tampon. I was like, wait, really? Like, you didn't know what a butthole was? And then we see the clip of Bryn being like,
I grabbed a tampon, and then I put it in the hole, and it was like, swoop, it's in. And I'm like, this feels weird. And guys, it was like a tampon that I put in my butt.
Yeah, it still feels like a little bit of a dubious story. And they're kind of questioning it. And Aaron's like, so she, like, put it up her butt like a suppository. And Jess was like, well, I guess maybe if you're 11 or 12 or have the brain capacity of Poffitt, you might make a mistake like that.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't that be painful? And so I was like, well, maybe she only put a half in her butt. No, but you can't just put in half.
Oh, yeah? Because when I first put on a tampon, I only put the first part and the rest of it was hanging out.
And Jenna's like, oh my God, me too. Like the cardboard applicator thing. I didn't know I was supposed to take it out. Oh my God. Okay. Well, it is confusing. Okay.
By the way, girls, I should mention, this would be a good time to mention that I have brought you all gift bags full of cardboard applicators for your tampons. It's a collab.
Jenna Lyons tampons.
Yeah, so. It's a collab.
Jenna, I'm thinking the tagline is going to be like, don't hang out with Jenna Lyons. But then I was like, is that negative? Like, I don't know how it comes out. Could you guys put it on your Instagrams and like test it for me?
Yeah, you could use it, you could not use it. I was gonna call it a I suppository, you could use it, but it was weird branding.
So they pull up to Elvis Bar and Uba's like, oh my God, I can't get out. She can't get out of her seatbelt, and Jessel can't either. And so I was like, sorry, you're on. So Uba's like, I'm gonna wear her glasses into the restaurant.
Somehow I missed this entire seatbelt thing, and I'm really sad about it because I really would have liked to have soaked in the moment of them struggling with their seatbelt. I don't know where my brain went for this part.
It was just so funny. I don't know why I write down every little thing, but it's like, of course, like the second they get there, the supermodel and the lady in fashion PR are like,
how do seatbelts work?
I do.
What is this?
Well, sometimes seatbelts will do weird shit. And then that's like embarrassing because then you're the person who can't figure out their seatbelt. Like, you know, when you're wearing a seatbelt and suddenly it's like, it suddenly becomes like a protective mother. It's like, don't move. Don't move. And you're like trying to move forward. And it's like, no. You sit back. It's dangerous.
It's holding
you're
you
like,
in.
Whoa, what's going on here?
It's like, you are too young to be dealing with yourself right now. You are in a car, mister. I'm like, I'm 40-something years old, lady. Let me go.
Look both ways.
Yeah, I do that with plane seatbelts because I hate the finagling with the seatbelt. Like, oh my God, which end is this? Yeah. Is this the stick end or is this the male end or the female end or whatever? And then you've got someone next to you. So now when I go on my seat, I immediately grab the belt. I'd like visually figure it out, grab it, and then like push it under where my legs are going to be. So there's no like accident hand,
yeah,
you know, dingling of the other person where you're both doing that. It's like, put on your seatbelt, and then you're both dingling each other's hands, like making this sound.
Well,
trying to find
the issue for me, I'm normally fine with my seatbelts. The problem is that the people next to me often steal the ends of my seatbelt, thinking it's theirs. Yeah, and then you have to say, oh, excuse me, I think. Because then they sit there, and they're trying to put two female ends together, and they're confused. And you can see, and for a moment, they're thinking, what's going on with seatbelt technology? This doesn't seem right. Is this the way it's going to be the whole flight? And they have to say, excuse me, I think you have one of mine. And they go, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, of course it makes sense. You have two female ends. What the fuck? Have you never used a seatbelt before? And another thing, by the way, that I really don't like now that I'm activated, why is this a design that has now perpetuated car design, which is that if you're in the backseat of a vehicle, one of the female ends for the seatbelt is only for the middle, and if you try to put the non-middle seatbelt into the middle hole, it won't allow it, and then you have to find the other one. Why can't all the holes accept all the seatbelts? What's the difference?
Oh, I don't
know. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that a backseat?
It's a backseat thing. If you're sitting against the door and you try to plug in your seatbelt and you plug it into the middle seat female end by accident, it will not accept it. And you have to find the other one. And a lot of times the other one's like tucked away. And it's just like, why can't they both accept it? Why can't they both accept the seatbelt entry?
I don't know. I have no answer for you. I don't believe in seatbelts in the back. No. So you know that about me. I'm like, I think it's not law, so I don't do it. I only do it if it's law.
I thought that you felt that way only in like Ubers and cabs. I didn't realize you felt that way in all vehicles.
In all cars. Wow. Yeah, because if that's we get like in a wreck, I just want to hit the seat in front of me. Yeah, so if it's like a law, then I'll do it. But if it's not a law, then I won't do
I don't.
It. Okay? You know what? You have to put every... That's why I pay taxes. So the people in the government can tell me what to do. And if they don't tell me to do it, I'm not going to do it. Okay?
Well, I just want to say for the record, I don't condone this, but you know what? You live your life, which may be shorter because you don't wear seatbelts in the backseat.
Maybe. Maybe it will be. Who knows?
We'll enjoy that.
Well, whatever. My muffin top will not have marks on it when I die.
Well, at least you don't have to suffer through the indignity of trying to figure out the proper female end in the backseat for seatbelts.
Oh, jeez. Wow, welcome to Real Housewives of New York Discourse. Seatbelt, the seatbelt edition.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I want you to picture Steve Jobs tinkering with a computer in his garage. Walt Disney drawing cartoons for his high school newspaper. Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that dream turns out to be an even bigger failure? Each week on Wondery's new podcast, The Big Flop, host Misha Brown is joined by different comedians to chronicle some of the biggest failures and blunders in pop culture history. Each episode will have you thinking, why in the world did this get made? From box office flops like Cats the Movie to Action Park, New Jersey's infamous theme park that had countless injuries, many lawsuits, and rides so wild it became known as Class Action Park. Or Quibi, that short-form video platform with an even shorter lifespan. It's a story of a spectacular failure with lots of surprises along the way. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus. Hey, listeners, you need to know that Wondery's shocking true crime podcast Over My Dead Body is back for a fourth season, Gone Hunting. This newest season covers the story of Mike Williams. It was Mike's sixth wedding anniversary when he set off on a hunting trip into the gator-infested swamps of North Florida. He figured he'd be back in time to take his wife Denise out to celebrate, but he never came back. Friends and loved ones feared he met his fate through bad luck and a group of hungry alligators, leaving his young family behind. Except that's not what happened at all. And after 17 years, a kidnapping, and the uncovering of a secret love triangle, the truth would finally be revealed. Enjoy Over My Dead Body, Gone Hunting on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Over My Dead Body early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Okay, so we go to Elvis's restaurant and Bryn's like,
hi, I'm Bryn. I'm wet.
Just come on. It's like every single sentence. It's just too much. I mean, come on. You make Blanche look like a nun from The Sound of Music.
I know.
You
know?
Like, just like give it a rest. You know, maybe every other, let's just baby steps it. Every other, like literally anything else. Talk about anything else at this point.
And the sad part is that like she literally goes back to this well later in the episode. It's like, okay, I didn't get as much of a reaction from this, so I'm going to say it later on in the hour. Yeah. So, yeah, they're all wet. Yeah. They're all wet because it's in the rain. They're all like shocked about this. They're all commenting like, oh my God, I got wet. It was raining. I got wet in the rain, you know? And it's like very literal news updates, okay? Or like unsurprising news updates. So they meet Elvis and he has like his rum punch is number one in the Caribbean, according to Elvis's Elvis Quarterly. One for the 10th year in a row, best rum punch in the Caribbean. So there you go.
And Jess was like, is this like moonshine? And he was like, what is moonshine? She's like, it's like alcohol that's made naturally. And it's like, and a bong comes up. And it's like, this is incorrect.
They don't even try. They don't even try to say what it actually is. They just say, everyone don't even bother. We'll move forward. We're going to move on from this moonshine misinformation.
So he comes over, he's like, try my rum, everybody. So he's pouring shots for everybody and just totally skips over Jessel. And Jessel's like, hello, my friend, you completely forgot me. Do I just blend in with the table? And friend's like, oh, poor Jessel. Why is she so forgettable? I don't know. And does she do it to herself? Does anybody even know if she's wet? If a Jessel walks into a restaurant and doesn't talk about how wet she is, does anybody even know that there was a Jessel in the first place? God, that makes me so horny.
And then Jenna is like, Elvis, do you have t-shirts for this place? Can I roll up the sleeves of the t-shirts and make a Jenna cuff with those t-shirts? Great. Do you mind if I do you have long sleeve ones? Can I buy the long sleeve t-shirt? He's like, yes. Okay, here, just take this box, please, Jenna.
Take the whole box. Fucking kiosk. Jesus. So Sia's like, sorry, it's my dyslexia typing. Sai is like, can I bartend? I want to bartend. He's like, okay, make some shots. So she's like, hey, everybody, it's me. I'm bartending. It's free shots for everyone. I'm just kidding. I can't do that to Elvis, right?
Yeah. Or you could have just bought free shots for everyone because you're wealthy. So you could have done that. It would have been nice. So she's back there, and then Brynn's like, yes, yes, yes. And she then tells us the story of bartending, which is that in her 20s, she was a bartender. And so, the way she would do it is that, like, if you weren't ready with your payment when she came to you, then she just would skip over you. So, yeah, bartending.
Yeah, so she's an asshole.
I was like, okay, we've all known you. I wasn't going to say it, Ronnie. For a moment, I was like, you know what? It's Yom Kippur. How about I don't want to sigh? But you know what? You're right. She was an asshole bartender.
Yeah, she was that asshole bartender. And I also hate people who like stare at the menu and are like, what am I going to get at Chipotle? I just don't understand how it works. You know, I do hate those people too. But I've been in so many New York bars where they're just like, yep. And you're like, wait, I did. What the hell? I didn't even take time. You didn't even give me time to take time. Okay, so Sly's like, oh, Jessel, sorry, I thought I already gave you one. She goes, are you serious? Everyone just keeps skipping her.
Just forgotten about. So everyone's laughing, and then Brynn's like, story of her life, not wet enough. So they all toast to Elvis and everything, and then they all do the shots. I guess it's Fireball, and like half the... I feel like half of them haven't even had Fireball before because Sai is like, what is this? Even Aaron has had Fireball. Like, it's sad if Aaron can make I don't want to even say pop culture because I don't feel like Fireball is pop culture. But the fact that Aaron is aware of something in youth culture before you, it's always a bad sign.
I feel like it's very... like privileged girl to know what Fireball is, don't you? I mean, the cast that says Fireball the most is Vanderpump Rules. I think that should say everything right there.
Like, oh my God, I got Fireball wasted.
So let's see there. Jenna gets her t-shirt and then we hear a phone alarm and Jenna's like, oh my God, it's a phone alarm. That, you know, that means it's get back to sunglasses alarm, oh. Right? And Aaron's like, it needs to touch someone else's hands before it comes to me. What does that mean?
I guess maybe because it's like bad mojo or something like that. But Ronnie, you know what? You missed something really important. Okay. Because since Sai was showing how she bartended, Brynn said, "You guys want to see my old job? I just get up on the bar and start dancing."
Yeah, she was like kind of doing stripper. I skipped that on purpose. But thanks for dragging me into
No,
it.
I just wanted to really express how incessant it is. Had like every single frame, if there's an opportunity, it will happen.
Guys, this is my old job, grinding up on tables. Oh my God, do not suggest I'm a sugar baby. How dare you?
So Aaron's like, yeah, it needs to touch someone else's hand before it comes to me. And Jenna's like, okay, well, then they're touching my hands. My hands are really cold. Do you have any gloves? Do you have any gloves?
I like hands when I come to me too.
And Aaron goes, oh, thanks, Jenna. You found my sunglasses. And it was 45 minutes. She goes, why are you getting so mad? Talk to me like a normal friend. She goes, don't you tell me what to do. So Sai sighs. And Uva's like, I'm not your kid. And Aaron goes, well, what? Am I your kid? Because you grabbed the sunglasses right off my face.
Guys, let's not do this here. You guys are actually really close friends. You're both hurt. You both messed up.
I have got her back. And then Aaron's like, by calling me a spoiled brat, that's almost as bad as, wait for everyone, cackling hags.
Cackling hags. You are, it's the truth. And you abuse this girl, Brynn. When did I abuse Brynn? She called you a social climber, Brynn. And Brynn goes,
a social climber? When did you call me that?
And then we see 3 months ago, Aaron saying, you know, that whole situation with the restaurant, it just felt like very ladder climbing to me.
How do people remember this stuff? Is everyone just taking notes? Is everyone doing the Erica Jane method? Because we saw Erica Jane give like a TED talk once, like several years ago. And she's like,
what I do is after every scene Yolanda taught me, you gotta take notes after you're done filming with every single thing that people told me.
And I wonder if are they just all taking notes?
I guess so, because they are coming up with stuff from 3 months ago.
I can't remember from a week ago. I don't know how people are able to remember these very specific throwaway lines. And I'm not defending Aaron, because she did say it. But I'm just impressed with Uba's memory there.
And Aaron's like, yeah, well, Brynn first goes,
well, you don't have to climb when you're already at the top. So I'm good.
I'm on the top and the bottom.
So
Aaron's like, yeah, but that was before, you know, because it was like the cheese. And then there was like the catch and Cipriani thing. You know, I called you a social climber. I mean, you know that. You know that.
I didn't know that.
And he goes, well, I told you. I told you this. Or maybe I was.
No, I'm not going to get upset, though. You know what? Because I'm not. Like, I'm not. I'm on top. So, you know what? Maybe Aaron thinks there's a ladder and she doesn't know how to get to the top. But I take the elevator straight to the top. I didn't even have to ask for the elevator. It just got in. And then it went to the top. Because I forgot to press the button, honestly. But still, it ended at the top. Which I didn't have a key to get into the penthouse. But still, I got there. And that's what's important.
Yeah, I pretty much got in the elevator because I just love that song. Sex in an elevator. Doing something up when you're going down.
And then 2 seconds later, oh, Brynn, I really love you. It's like, I'm going back to the villa. Bye. Okay. It's the Aaron walkout. You're all getting the Aaron walkout right now. Bye. I'm going to say to you the same thing I said to Gwyneth when I didn't get invited to her wedding. Okay.
Bye. I'm going back to my villa.
Bye.
So Jenna's like, no, I'm blown away. Like, why are we still talking about this? It's like not that big of a deal. So Jenna goes after Aaron. And so Jenna's like, that was so inappropriate, and that's like someone's place of business, and I don't think it's like appropriate to like scream at other people. It's like not cool what was happening there, like right in front of Elvis after he'd given me a long sleeve t-shirt like that. No, it's just like not cool what just happened.
Do you not remember that Aaron just tried to turn every single person against you like yesterday? What the hell are you doing? You are on the wrong side of history, Jenna. Okay, so then Sai is back at the table and she's like,
you know what, you can like not lash out at people and call their names. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm trying to play referee here, but Uba's someone you just don't mess with, Uba, okay? Like, once you make Uba hot, there's no turning her off, okay? Rum dress.
So Aaron's, you know, my favorite movie was growing up, Chicken Run. So Aaron goes, the only reason that I want to go back, okay, I want to go back to the bar, but the only reason why is because I want to drink. Okay, can you come with me to the other side of the bar? So Aaron and Jenna sit at the other side of the bar.
So pathetic. So she doesn't get the reaction she wants, which is people falling all over her to follow her out. And so then she gets FOMO immediately and decides to come back and just stare at everybody really awkwardly.
Yeah. So Uba's like, here's the thing. I'm trying to control myself. I'm literally putting myself on control cruise. And they're like, cruise control. Did somebody say something about Tom Cruise? Future father, future friend of my socially not children at Montessori.
And Uba's like, and then she comes at me like fireballs. Well, speaking of fireballs, bottoms up everybody. Oh, God, I forgot to pour myself one.
I'm just holding air.
Fun with me, even I don't like
Can
me.
Can you believe it? I'm like a mime right now. I actually forgot to put the glass into my hand.
Start talking to me wearing your sunglasses. No. You know what? I'm going to see you see your fucking eyes while we talk about it. So Aaron's like, oh my God. It's like she literally can't even calm down because Aaron's just standing 6 feet away at the bar watching all this, pouting. So then
Bryn's like, well, you got the glasses. The sunglasses are probably like worth like more than the phone. And it was like, well, she's wearing the sunglasses from fucking Canal. And Bryn's like, Canal Street? You know, you can't spell canal without anal.
Jessica goes, oh my God, Canal Street, that's a really low blow. So then back to Aaron. Aaron's like, I mean, the fact that they're just staying there talking to Uba right now. And Jenna's like, don't give it too much. You know what? Do like I do. Just don't give any energy. Just like literally... people will love you. All you literally have to do is sit here and like talk. Have you noticed it in Jenna's talking heads? Like this is the volume that she's speaking. I don't even know how they're picking
up. I don't know. Jenna like lines. I feel like you hear like every generator within a 5 square block radius because they have to bring up the volume so much. It's like shh.
Truly.
By the way, we both knew that this was going to turn into Aaron saying, wow, look, and then no one came after me to console me. You knew it was going to turn into that fight.
For me. Of course. Oh, my God. She is so her, you know? So Jenna's like, if someone yelled at me, standing over me, ripping the sunglasses off my head, I would be upset. And, I mean, I can see that Aaron's upset and Uba is relentless and she won't let up. So, yeah, like, I'm team Aaron in this moment and I just want... Okay, you were in bed. First of all, through all of this wackiness last night, because you were not, wasn't she in bed last night when all of this was going down?
Or I not don't with remember. The group? I don't remember the later in the episode of this very intense moment. I think she was. I don't remember. I'm not going to even say.
Okay, if you also wouldn't be taking someone's phone and then going to bed with the phone while that person looked in the dark through the entire house, so I don't think it's fair to compare situations, ma'am.
So, meanwhile, the Uba gang, they go and start playing limbo with a guy named Jeff. And so they're playing limbo. They're doing limbo dancing and everything. And they're, like, having a great time. And the music's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Connect Four, and it's just like
they're playing Connect Four. Like, oh my god,
so sad. And the music's like
Jenna goes. So, do you want to play Connect Four? I mean, we can play something else if you want. She goes, no, I'm going to play Connect Four. That's a great game.
She's trying to sell herself,
and they're really
Connect Four because that's what I do. I connect with people. Okay, and like the music, it is literally like so happy and joyous on one side, and every time they cut back to Connect Four, it's like the Schindler's List theme song. It's like. No, 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 no.
Oh my god. So,
am I allowed to sing that on Yom Kippur? I think I was just being a very bad Jew right now.
I don't know. I was like, wow, that was
edgy.
You really went there for this Connect Four.
It was the first sad music reference I could come up with.
To the dark side.
Well, what should I? I don't know. It should have been Adele. It should have been Adele. Sorry. I went too hard. I went too hard in the paint for the sadness. Next
so this limbo juxtaposition is so funny. So then Sai's like, oh, haha, this was so fun. Limbo, right, Jeff? This is hilarious. Oh, my God. Because they're trying as hard to look like they're having fun as Aaron is. But they're just coming off very differently, you know? So, but same kind of energy, just comes off different. So Jenna's like, so did you hear that one of the ladies in there said to me that Bryn's so pretty? Is she your daughter? And I was like, I'm older than Bryn, but I'm not that, not that much older than Bryn. Is it the shirt? Yeah, it's probably the long sleeve t-shirt you bought.
Probably the long sleeve t-shirt you put over your sundress in an effort to really show that you want to support Elvis. Really, you're like... She's like,
she gets cold like, everywhere.
Have you thought about opening up a satellite location in Rockefeller Center?
So, Uba's in her car trying to turn it on, and she's like, "How do I do this? Like, this okay? You don't know how to use a seatbelt or turn on a car. Please don't drive."
She's a single lady. Look out for her. So,
when a car is gonna start? Coming through for single ladies.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, pay attention to them. So, she's futzing with it. She doesn't know how to do it. And then Jenna is like, I can't believe that Bryn fell during limbo. Ha ha ha. Is this shit talk? Am I doing it right? I feel like I'm trying to fit in. Bryn fell.
And so it's like, we all fell, Jenna. Okay, we all fell. She goes,
yeah, I know, but I just think that she'd have more experience bending over backwards. So, and I was like, oh my God, good one. That was a good one.
So then,
if you could have brought like 1/10 of this energy to connect for, but I mean, you know what? That's over now. So I'm not going to mope about that one. I got wet earlier. So.
So they go now to a different, they now go to Roy's Bar and Grill. So we have Elvis's and we have Roy's. And they are going to have, this is where they can have lunch or something like that. So Bryn is like, I guess they're like ordering their more rum punch and stuff. And Uba's like, I want a giant bottle of tequila just right here, right now. And Jessica's, oh, she doesn't drink. She's just being hilarious right now. Please be careful. She might steal your coconut milk. Wacky Uba's back.
And Sai's like, I'm going for your finest rum punch. Rum dress. Oh, God, I'm so hungry, by the way. Starving. Just haven't mentioned that yet. And Jess is like, me too. And Uba, I would love, you know, some hot water and lemon. Oh, Uba probably said that, not me. It was just on the same line. And so I was like, you know what? I just wish we could resolve this in some way, guys. Oh, yeah, we can resolve it when people stop being liars and being abusive.
It's like the real world, you know? Find out what happens when people stop being polite and start being abusive. The Aaron World on MTV.
So Sai's like, okay, well, then you're abusive and she lies. And she's, no, I'm aggressive, not abusive. And Jessel's like, well, then she told us that, like, Jenna was saying all this shit the other day. Do you remember that? And then we see 3 days ago when Aaron was trying to turn everybody. She's like, oh, my God, you guys, Jenna didn't want to come with us because she doesn't want to fly coach.
And so then we go.
By the way, Aaron's in the bathroom or something. Yeah. So Jessel's like, she did do that. And Bryn goes, yeah, that's the thing about Aaron. And Jessel's like, yeah, she told me. I told you guys I live with my... Oh, no, she told me that I told you guys that I live with my rich uncle. And I never said any of that shit. And you know what? Now that everything's coming to the surface, I'm starting to realize who's driving all of this. Please don't make me drive. The suitcase, I still can't get the seatbelt up. No, it was figuratively.
She's like, I never said any of that shit. But so Sai's like, guys, come on. It's our last night. I just want to have fun. Because you know me, Sai, the person who is the most fun at the bar when she's bartending or wearing her rum punch dress. I just want to have fun, guys. So Uba's like, well, I'm not going to take one thing back. Not one thing. And that includes the coconut milk from the Hamptons. So Sai's like, well, there's absolutely nothing for us to do, nothing for us to, like, continue to talk about with the same conversations. She goes, well, I'm done then. I am done.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Jessel's like, okay, this is a vacation. Let's drink in here.
So Sai goes to the bathroom. So now Uba's like, here's the thing. because she goes, I'm going to the bathroom, don't fight. And Uba's like, here's the thing, like, with all you Americans, it seems like even if someone like puts a blank up your ass, you're like, no, it's okay, I don't want trouble, I don't want to fight. No, why did you put blank in my ass and what did I do to you?
Yeah. Aaron's like, still going, 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 and I need to get off this roller coaster. Like, okay, is this... Now you're just stealing from Bethany, because that's Bethany's holding.
Oh, yeah, it's like, when does it end? When does it end? I need to get off the roller coaster. I can't get off the roller coaster. How do I get off the roller coaster?
It's like, Bethany, you're at checkout at the supermarket. Relax.
So let's see here. So I'm getting lost in my notes, because I can't stress enough how little happens on this show. Okay. But there's so many notes to describe it. So Jenna's like, Uba is like really sweet until she's not. And the first time I ever saw her switch to being flipped was when she came over to my house and she thought I duped her into coming to my house and not telling her there would be cameras and not telling her to be hair and makeup ready. So, and then we see this clip.
No, Uba comes out. We see a clip from 3 months ago and Uba comes over and she didn't realize it was being filmed. She thought it was just a social thing. And she's like, yeah, so like if someone's inviting me somewhere, you need to tell me if there's a camera. Like, that's it. I'm like, is this really your best example of Uba being really sweet until she's not sweet? I mean, I kind of think Jenna's a little guilty of this too. I mean, of making Uba seem a little bit more buzzword aggressive, quote unquote aggressive. Than she is. I mean, she got annoyed. I don't know. I just feel like I think Uba's allowed to get annoyed like anyone else.
Yeah, and I think that there's also a point. Like, if I'm walking into cameras, you need to tell me you're shooting today. Don't just have me walk in, you know? And why didn't she know? Aren't there shooting schedules and stuff? I don't know. That whole thing confused me. So,
when I said buzzword, by the way, what I meant to say, not buzzword, because that made it sound like I was mocking the whole thing about Black women being unduly called aggressive. I meant like, here is the word that, like, you know, I was giving it air quotes. I wasn't actually calling Uba aggressive. I just want to clarify that.
Right. You were saying that
this is the word that
Jenna's
like,
guilty
white
of the same
say,
thing of like anytime someone gets upset, it's like, oh, now they're the first time
she's
I saw her being
aggressive
or whatever.
It's microaggression.
Which
she didn't say that, but there's like some layers in there that I felt like I picked up from Jenna. And I love Jenna, but I noticed it a little bit.
So Jenna's like, you know, so Uba's, I don't know, I don't care. Like, honestly, I'm reading through these notes, like, just so annoyed. Like, how many episodes are there? So Sai's like, stop this. Where's meditative Uba? Just stop. And Brynn's like, yeah, you know what? We need to get Uba food. There's one thing and Uba's like, you know what? There's one thing I don't do. Like, I don't come at you. I don't yell at you. No, who said that? Brynn said that to Uba. And oh my God, my head's about to pop off my fucking shoulders today. So Brynn's like, yeah, you know, here's one thing I won't do. I won't come at you and I do not yell at you. You have started something every week, Brynn, okay? I'm not saying she's yelled at anybody, but for Brynn to be like the moral authority on who needs to behave better on this show is just silly. So Uba goes, yeah, because you're half black. So automatically they think you have this black thing, you know, that black angry.
We should also mention, by the way.
And Brynn goes, well, I don't know if that.
Oh, sorry. We should also mention at this point, Aaron has actually left the restaurant to go back to the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. So I'm like, wow, I'm relieved. I'm not even at the restaurant. I'm like, woof. Thank God.
Yeah. So, yeah, because Uba says, like, you know, they automatically think you have this black thing. And Brynn's like, well, I don't know about that. And she goes, well, I am so done with this narrative that black women are angry. Like, we are passionate and we don't take your shit. And we are not like, we are not fake. Okay, so guess what? And Sai's like, yeah, but like, doesn't give you the right to get into someone's face. And Uba's like, but guess what? She was on my face telling me what the thing is. And Sai's like, well, I don't want to hear about this conversation anymore. Which I'm like, I feel like Sai does that all the time. She just says, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But then,
Sai's bored unless you're talking about Sai. Like, she's literally bored at every party unless she's throwing it. She's bored at every dinner unless it's her thing. She's bored in every conversation that doesn't
have to
do with
it. You have to, like, participate in this show, ma'am. So Uba's like, well, if you don't want to hear about the conversation, don't jump in. Because when you're jumping in, it makes me want to correct you, too.
Yeah. So Sai says she agrees with Uba that when black women get upset, people automatically think it's the black angry black woman mentality when you're just showing emotion like any other woman. However, she doesn't think it has anything to do with this conversation. Look, I think that Aaron's reaction is the one that people are. And I'm surprised that we're even having this conversation after last season, when at the last season of the OG show, when the whole conversation around Ebony started with Luann being like, oh my God, you're so, why are you so angry right now? I mean, they literally had between two and five episodes of that. And I know that these people watch the old
Luann, movie. I think, called okay? Ebony aggressive, if I remember correctly, but I may not be, but
she said, why are you so angry? And then that turned into, you don't call black women angry because blah, 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 blah. And it was like a very special after school special where we all learned a lesson. And I know that these ladies watched that episode, and I'm surprised that they recast this whole fucking show to only have the same thing happen again with the awkward lady of this show, Aaron, doing it
well,
again.
Well, maybe Aaron, we can look forward to Aaron pulling a page out of Heather Thompson's book and going up to Uba and saying, you know, you're just really eloquent. You're really articulate.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I think that ultimately, here we are, the focus is all about Uba's reaction, but the focus is not about Aaron's reaction. And the truth is that Aaron also had a loud and angry outburst. And that is not up for debate. It's not even questions. It's not examined. It's all about like, how is Uba reacting when Uba is the one who was the victim of a shitty prank? The focus should be on Aaron.
So Uba's like, okay, don't jump inside. I wish we flew private because I would just fly private and leave. And Jessa's like, I flew dinghy. You see that dinghy out there? I flew that. And Sai's like, oh my, Jessel, that was so funny, Jessel. I am funny, God. You're a space cadet, but you know what? I guess you're a funny space because guys, was that hilarious? Does anyone have Elvis's number? Call him. Tell him what Jessel just said, and let's see if he'll bring her a shot. Because that was, people are going to remember you now, Jessel. Congratulations.
She's like, well, I'll take whatever I can get with you people. She's like, well, you're a very sweet person. She goes, I am the most loyal person. You tell me something and I'm never going to throw you under the bus, but I will add it to a little list on my phone and bring it out when I need to. So just know that.
I'll never throw you under the bus unless your name rhymes with Slavit and a bus just happens to be barreling towards us. I mean, who am I to lick a gift horse Slavit in the mouth? All right.
The bus called Slavit. Streetcar named Slavit.
So then we see Aaron in her golf cart Hummer thing, staring like directly into the camera, like cackling hags.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And Jessel's like, Aaron left. Can I have her water? And they're like, oh my God, Jessel, you are literally hilarious right now.
They also kind of like, it's so funny because when she's like, I'm going to take it, she left. And she sort of shrugs her shoulders like, look at me being a rebel. I'm a rebel with trauma. So, so then there's like awkwardness at the table, and Sai's like, how about them Yankees, huh? And Brynn then just grabs her boobs, and she's like, wait, why did I grab my boobs? She literally said that. That's not me even joking. She looked like,
why did I just do that? My boobs.
Because they get fish and chips. And she's like, look, I have vinegar on my boobs.
Oh, is that why she did that?
You want to dip your fish and chips?
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, my God, you just can't help it. Like, someone says hello and you put your boobs up. She's like, yeah. Well, I learned that you attract more bees with honey. Yeah, you attract more flies with shit, though. You know? I hate that saying.
You attract less viewers with boredom.
They made the honey. Yeah. So Sai's like, yeah, you know why? Because honey's food. And who doesn't like food? I do. I'm starving. You're eating, Sai. I'm still starving. Literally starving right now.
So Brynn learned early on that, like, you know, getting attention for things gives you power. And, like, she talks about how she was, you know, she talks about her grandma and how she grew up. She wanted to be a doctor. And her grandma really encouraged her to do so many things. And then she was at IU, like Indiana University, and she was like, you know, she was like going to be pre-med and she was all up in that cadaver working around. Like, she was all into it. And like, but no one was proud of her. But the second that she was potentially going to marry a Turkish billionaire, then people were proud of her. So the long story is, the long story short, Brynn is all about external validation, apparently. She's like, she will literally give up her career based on what people think of her.
Well, it's a, it's basically her origin story. And so it's been interesting because, you know, all the discourse I feel online has been like, you know, Brynn acts like this because this is like her insecurity and the only way that she can get attention. And so she's like, yeah. Yeah, I learned from the age of 5 where everyone's around me is a lawyer and like a judge that they're so smart. But if I'm like, Brynn, then I'm in a safe place. I'm like, well, you know, yes. I'm glad, you know, you just saved yourself a lot of money in therapy. But take the vinegar.
Well, I mean, look, I understand why she does it. Like, I feel like it's very clear why she does it. And unfortunately, we do live in a society where, yeah, that is like rewarded, where listen, if you just act cute and flirtatious, you can just sort of get things. So, like, it speaks to larger societal issues. But that being said, it's
I guess my surprise is that she realizes it, is what I'm saying. I'm surprised that it's that clear in her head.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like it's not clear. It seems like it's just a complete... It seems like I look at the behavior and sometimes I'm like, wow, you need to really talk to somebody. But she already knows.
She knows. I think that she seems very smart. She seems like a very smart person. I think she seems fairly self-aware. And I get like, you know, how the damage in her life like led her to a path of like, this is how she behaves because of whatever psychological needs that she meets, whatever. And, you know, whatever, it's fine. But like, just because I understand the psychological, you know, blueprint of it all and see what, like, I understand more her origin story for why she's like incessantly like, doesn't mean I have to find it less annoying. Like, I get it now, but it's still annoying to me.
Yeah. So Brynn's like,
you know, like, I've done everything. Like, I started a business. I exceeded the corporate ladder. Not really sure what that means, but I did exceed a ladder. So that was fun. I was like, buy a ladder. But, you know, like, I did. It's not just the social ladder that I exceeded, which still makes no sense, but the corporate ladder. And I did all of that. Okay.
And she tells us, I get paid.
This is Bravo throwing a breadcrumb at those of us who are like, what does Brynn do?
Yes, after Brynn had her social media meltdown a couple of weeks ago, where she's like, Bravo doesn't even show what I do, so don't get mad at me. So they're showing now. And she's like, well, I get paid really well to do like 10 hours of work a week. And I really honed in on what I'm really, really good at. So now I'm seen as an expert. And my clients of the past now come to me as a consultant. 10 hours a week.
Wait a minute. I still don't understand. She's a consultant.
This doesn't add up.
She's an elevator.
None of this adds up.
She consists like, this is how you run an elevator.
I'm glad that they gave her a chance to kind of explain herself, and now I'm confused. Before I wasn't really confused. I was just like, oh, okay.
But you know what's also
advertising. Now I'm more confused. You get paid for 10 hours a week of being a professional about or consulting on what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, so it's interesting because it's like for the first time all season, at least as far as we've seen, Brynn is starting to talk about her professional life. And so what does Sai do? She goes, so how is it like being raised by your grandma? Can we talk about that again? I'm like, really? Like, we already learned. I mean, it's fine. I'm happy to learn about it. But I was excited to learn about Brynn's professional life. And Sai's like, no, let's talk about the thing that's going to make you cry. Can you cry right now for me? Okay, that'd be great. So, of course, you know, Brynn talked about how amazing this woman was, and she starts to cry, and it's like very lovely and emotional. And she's talking about how her grandma was like a big influence on her and really pushed her to travel and do all these different things. And it's very lovely, but I'm also like, but we kind of already went to this well before earlier in the season, and I wanted to like explore a new side of Brynn too.
So she's crying and Sai's just nodding like, yeah, good. Good for you. Crying. More tears. And Jess is like, can I say something? Mimi, is that her name? Miami.
Tom Cruise. If he were here, and who knows, maybe in a year from now he will be, because his child and my child will be friends. He will be so proud of you when he meets you.
Am I crying right now? Oh, God. Tommy references always make me cry. I am crying. Okay, just go with it, everybody. Just go with it. All right, tears will come. And Sai's like, you got a new family now.
A family in which some members of the family could get fired by an arbitrary non-family force.
Yes. So then Erin calls her husband and starts sobbing on the phone with him. Oh, no. She calls her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad. And he's like, come on, don't cry, don't cry. And she's like, you know, I love Uba, but like we go to dinner and she leaves her phone in the car. So I'm like, I'm going to prank her. So like I had her phone like 2 minutes and she went crazy. And the way she treated me today was like, I've never in my life been treated like that. Okay. How many times are you going to lie in one segment? You did not have the phone. You did not go back to the car and get her phone. The driver came and handed you the phone. And it was not 2 minutes. It was after bedtime, and you went to bed while she was looking. You're a fucking... You lie every week. This lady lies.
This was not 2 minutes. She says that to, like, you know, get her dad to be fully supporting her, you know? So he's like, what did she do? And he's like, she stood up over me and snatched the sunglasses out of my face and says, you're not going to get your sunglasses back. He goes, ugh. And did you answer that? And she's like, no. I walked away. He's like, good, you're smart. Just ignore, and it's going to be best ending.
Well, she did come in the room saying, don't say my name, don't say my name, while calling her scary and aggressive instead of apologizing. But I guess that makes the story too long. So just keep lying, Erin. Just keep lying. So she's like, well, what if she comes and talks to me, though, Dad? And he goes, let her talk. And then in the end, say, listen, I've been there for you, and we've been friends all this time, but let's respect each other. Okay, now don't get upset, Sugar Pie. Don't get upset. Bye, click. I mean, he hangs up on her really quick. And then we get some Erin trauma. Guys, let's all gather around.
By the way, before the Erin trauma, I just want to say Erin has gone out of her way several times this episode already to say how, like, Uba's acting like a child. What is this? This is like a child. This is something that a child does. I can't believe this would do this. This is what a child does. And, like, the moment someone pushes back on Erin, Dad, someone was mean to me.
Dad. Exactly. She calls her dad to tattletale. So some Erin trauma moment. She's like, I feel like I'm back for 11th grade. No, 7th grade. 7th grade wasn't an easy year for me. I was bullied for having a long jaw.
Long jaw.
I can't. And then we see a very traumatic picture of Erin standing beside her little sister. They're wearing ball gowns, and her dad's wearing a tux.
And she goes, this boy.
Wow. Perfect traumatic image to
this
use.
This boy used to call me Long Jaw Silver, and I felt that. It was just like so fucking...
Maybe it's because you were stealing things. Like Long John Silver did. Long John Silver was a pirate. So maybe you should stop stealing.
I have to say, I applaud that little boy for the creativity because that was an excellent pun. Long John Silver.
You love a pun. Hey, listen, by the way, I also have to say it's fun to make fun of Erin because she is such a fucking child on this show. Erin is beautiful. I mean, I look at Erin and I see like Jennifer Aniston. I don't see, that's not to take away, like, of course she can still have insecurities. Everybody has their insecurities. But the fact that you've got this little rich girl, the only picture they could show for her trauma is this insanely rich kid standing with her rich dad and her rich sister crying after trying to make this woman look terrible to her daddy that she's tattletaling to. I cannot.
Yeah. And the strangest part of all is that she said, and the boy who called me Long Jaw Silver was Brad Pitt. I was like, wow, that is dark. I never thought that Brad Pitt would just make fun of a child, but, you know, guess so. It was Gwyneth.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, Gwyneth is named after me.
So she is brought a salad and she just eats in the silence.
And I firmly believe that salad was not dressed. I believe that Erin does not dress her salad. I believe she is one of those strange people who says, when they say dressing on the side, she goes, actually, I don't even need dressing. And she just eats lettuce.
Yeah. I would go with you on that one. So I would go in with you for a bet on that one. So Bryn, meanwhile, comes back to the table and start like, strip dancing around the pole thing that's at the table because she's Bryn. And she's like, ladies and gentlemen, Pebbles. That would be my name if I were a stripper.
They're all like, we never asked. So then they're like, okay, well, they start talking about boarding school. And so Sai's like, would you ever send your future kids to boarding school? And Brynn's like, of course. And Uba goes, I would never, never. Boarding school is not the way to go. Parents who take boarding school kids, they do not even want to be parents. End of story. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's, that sounds like actually like it's an advertisement. Like, do you not, you're sick of being a parent?
That's the point.
Sick of being a parent? It's send like literally your kids the here. Point. We'll teach them. We'll teach them bad habits and privilege.
I mean, I'm in. Are you trying to shame me? Because it's not working. So Jenna's like, well, but also if you put him in a place like that, everyone that surrounds him is privileged. I mean, and Brynn goes,
what did you do with B?
And she's like, well, one of the biggest issues is like, I didn't put him in a private school in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because like the thing in the city is like all these kids, they have like, you know, private planes and they're traveling to Greece for the holidays and the money's like insane, you know, so it's not real life. So listen, I'm not perfect, you know, and even my said, so basically, are you saying that you put your son in private school in Jersey or you put your private, you put your private, your son in private school in Connecticut? So that makes it better.
Country day.
Is that what she's saying?
He's at Lawrenceville with Tinsley. Tinsley went to Lawrenceville. Is that Hackley?
So her son's always telling her she spends too much money, basically.
Yeah, I do like Jenna's like I don't know where Beckett went to school, but I don't believe he went to public school in the New York City. In New York City, he probably, yeah, he's no probably way. You know, up in, yeah, I'm gonna say New Canaan or something like that. And yeah. It's like she just sort of did like a light gesture to be like, I don't want him to grow up with a huge amount of privilege. I just want him to grow up with the sort of privilege that you get with a very wealthy mother who literally ran the preppiest brand in the country. You know, J. Crew is really, at its heart, it's streetwear. I think we all can acknowledge that.
Right. So Brynn's like, she's asking what it's like being famous. Like, do the other kids care that she's Jenna Lyons? Without having gone there, I'm going to say no. I'm going to guess no. And so Jenna's like, well, when it was at its height, I could not go outside. I just always felt so unattractive. And like, you know, people could take a picture of you and they would come up to you. And I don't know. We just live in a culture where how you look is, I mean, it's everything. And women, you know, they'd like try to fit into that. And there's just so much pressure, and the way I'm approaching it now is, you're in the fashion industry.
Yeah. Also, this is a question about your son, that's, just so you know, about your the school that your son went to, but that's fine. You can talk about your insecurities about how you look. But yeah, you're in fashion. Oh, you could model, you could change these things.
Yeah. So she's basically saying, you know, she's doing her whole spiel, but now I'm in my own skin. And then she takes off a blonde wig and throws it in the air. It's like the Dove the Dove ads, which Brynn probably wrote. So Uba's like, I want to apologize. I'm sorry that I was the cause of today with Erin, okay? Because I love her. I'm sure she loves me, even if she hates me right now. And I hate her too right now. And Brynn's like, okay, listen, you're someone who's like right 97% of the time. Do not get mad at me because I'm on your team. It's just like you got to deliver a message like with a lap dance, you know? Like you deliver it better.
Yeah, and Uba's like, but I'm telling you who I am. I'm going to be 80 years old and I'm still going to be taking people's sunglasses, you know? I'm like, I would hope so because I feel like that is what, I feel like you earned that at that age. I mean, isn't that the famous thing? Like, you get to a certain age, like, you see this? I take this. This is mine now. I keep it. Or you're Bethany.
So now they go wooing back to the cars, trying to convince us that this is a whoop-isode. It's not. So Sai, even though we're going to go for 5 hours about it, because that's how we roll. So Sai and Jenna go in their car, and Sai's like, so are you going to get some rest, Jenna? And Jenna's like, I'm not tired. Sai's like, I'm going to go in the jacuzzi. And then I'm like, why are you still typing? Go to bed. Ronnie, go. Go to sleep.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
Yeah, so they are, yeah, so they're driving. But when they're driving, Jessel is mentioning that she has a checklist on Erin. And they get like really excited. They're like, what? You have a checklist? Oh my God. Outrageous. Oh my God. This is crazy. Oh my God. Tell us about the checklist. And so now Jessel's like really excited because like she did something that's like cool, you know, that they're all like impressed by. And she's like, you know what? When someone rubs me the wrong way, I start making a checklist. And if you rub me the wrong way once, it's
mental. Twice it's on my phone. And you don't want to be a fucking Persian rug on the floor for everyone to walk over. So hold on one second. Let me write this down. I've been meaning to say this. Bought a banh mi in Vietnam all to spite me. Sorry, that was on Poppet's page. That was Poppet's page.
When she said, I have a fucking checklist that I've been keeping on my fucking phone about this bitch, okay? I died laughing. I love that she does this. I only have a list of people that I have a list of people I have a feeling about, all right? And food kiosks I won't let Pavit drag me to again. And Brent's like, oh my God, you are like gangster right now for having a list. Like, seriously? Oh my God. What are you, Tupac? A gangster? What?
Yes, I do feel like a regular Macklemore right now. I am a bit gangster, am I not?
And Brent goes, do you have a list for me? Because if you do have a list for me, I won't hold it against you. And Uber goes, no, no. If you have a list for me, I will apologize. Okay, I apologize. So Jess was like, okay, let me read you the list. Number one, fuck you, okay? When these girls abandoned you for Casa Cipriani, I stayed with your dumbass and had dinner. Number two, you fucking tell me that I'm used to being catered to. No one and nothing is catered to me.
Hold on one second. I'm receiving a past app. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Sorry, I was a little hungry there. No one caters to me. So then Jessel's like, and then you tell me that I'm fucking from a rich family and you're accusing my parents of buying my fucking apartment. Fuck you.
Oh, this is a Dear John letter. And Brent's like, this list is longer than a CVS receipt. And it was like, wait. Guys. She pulls up to Jenna's car and she goes, guys, we just found out.
Jessel's Al Capone.
Yeah, she has a list.
She's been taking notes of this whole time.
Me too. I wonder if both of our lists are just pointless. I wonder if Jessel's like me reading my Real Housewives of New York notes, where she's just like, why am I even writing this down? This is the most boring person I've ever taken notes on.
Probably. And then Jenna's like, I have zero idea what's going on. Like, I don't know what an Al Capone list is. I do know that he had a vault and that he went to public school. And so he understood the world.
What really killed Al Capone was going to private school in a snobby town.
He was going to choke.
So they race the cars and woo a lot. And Jessel is still reading this list. She's like, I'm not the dum-dum of the group. She is. And that is old.
And Sai's like, wow, I'm trying to defuse the situation. And we're like finally getting Uber down. And then here comes Jessel. Girl, don't add fuel to the fire. I mean, it's getting worse. I mean, also, Brina's tipsy. You know what? Like, this is comical at this point. I'm like, is it comical? So they're back at the villa now, and Jessel's still kind of like riding this high of being like the cool badass for a moment. She's like, everyone thinks I like being silent, whatever. I have things to say. And then they're like, okay, moving. Like, and that was it for Jessel for the episode.
Yeah, pretty much. So now they're back at home and they're still talking about this list. It's so hilarious. So then Uba goes to the chef and apologizes because she left the house all pissed off earlier, but everything's fine now. So then Aaron's like, Uba, come on, let's go talk outside. So they go outside and Aaron's like, just come here and sit with me, Uba. She goes, say it nice. She goes, Uba, can you please come here and sit down to me? Sit down with me, okay?
There.
So she tells us that she grew up with four siblings, so she knows how to resolve things. And she's ready to stay calm and resolve this situation for the sake of our trip. Which is over.
Go ahead. Yeah, I know how to... Listen, I grew up with four siblings, and I know that the way you resolve it is you tattletale to dad, and that fixes it. So so then, meanwhile, Jenna's asking Brian, who's like one of the chefs, for more coffee. And he's like, for you, of course. She goes, oh my God, there's like something about your voice that's like so soothing. Like, if I can't sleep, will you come talk to me? Will you talk to me? Like, because like I could not sleep at all. And if you'd just been talking to me, I would have been like, oh, can you talk to me at bedtime? So he's like, woman, get out of my face. Okay, I can do that.
this is Jenna's like big wacky scene, and then she goes to bed. She's like, bye, I will not be shooting with you losers anymore. I did a wacky coffee scene. So Aaron's like, okay, I'm just gonna go ahead. Oh, actually, can we take the sunglasses off? And Aaron's like, sure. So she takes off the sunglasses and she goes, it's just that I was crying because I was very, very upset.
Well, your eyes are beautiful. She goes, I want to talk to you because I actually love you. And that's why I'm so hurt. Do you think I love you? What do you think? I think you do. But the way you treated me today was shocking. And it hurt me more because I actually love you. I love you.
And Uba's like, oh, okay, well, you have the right to feel that way. She goes, okay. So I was like, I'm going to take her phone. It was like a prank, you know, because you threw me in the pool. And it was lighthearted. And then the way you behaved today was so incongruous with what I was doing to you. That is shocking. I was shocked.
It was so and incongruous. Uba's like, okay. It was so incongruous because she says it wrong. And then Uba's like, okay, I see your point. But, you know, I had the best day. And, like, me throwing you in the pool was the best thing. Because when you came out, I was, like, cracking up. And I was like, okay, there's nothing left. I put you in the water and there's no reason to retaliate because of that. So, like, you know, I go to my room and it's like, where's my phone? And, like, why did Aaron not give me my phone back, you know?
And she's like, but I was trying to prank you back. She goes, but I didn't know that. She goes, well, you should have asked me then. But here's the thing. You already threw me in the pool. Oh my god. So then we see a clip of Cy being the one to push her in the pool. And Aaron's like, no, I did not throw you in the pool. So I still get to throw you in the pool because somebody else threw you in the pool. She goes, oh, but didn't you say that to me in the pool? Didn't you say to me, bitch?
That cleared the record.
She goes, why didn't you say, bitch, I did not throw you yet. That's what you should have said to me. And I'm cracking up at this point. And Aaron's like, no, I said to Cy, I said, that's my bitch. That's what I said. She goes, oh my God. Do you have common sense? And she goes, don't talk to me like that. I'm like sick of you talking to me nasty.
You know, I do think that that Uba getting thrown in the pool counts as
it
equal.
Counts.
Because the whole thing is not that, like, it's not about like that. You got to do it. The whole point is that you were thrown in the pool, so now Uba gets thrown in the pool. It's like that's karma. That counts as karma.
Oh my god, I can't.
Also, by the way, I even if Sai never threw her in the pool, I don't think stealing someone's phone as a prank is. I don't think that that equates. That's like not a natural progression of that prank war. Because the thing is that like pushing someone in the pool is actually, I would argue, maybe not even a prank. I think it's a pool. You got pushed in the pool. So like the only way to get even with that is to push someone in the pool in return. I think that's how that works. Because prank to me is hiding something, is fooling someone. There's like a sense of mischief and duplicity. I think I think that even if all had gone well, this phone thing is not the proper response to the pool thing. So my gavel is down and I say Aaron is guilty again.
I'm exhausted. I don't care.
Wow, like, you really just sighed me up right there.
I'm sorry. I can't. I can't with this conversation. Not because of you. Because of this fight. It's like, literally cannot. So Sai's like, oh my God, guys, it's World War III outside. And Bryn's like, can you hear it? Oh my God. First of all, love your outfit. It's glam. So now they're watching this fight, spying. And Aaron's like, do not talk to me condescending, Uba. It's just condescending. You're a liar. She goes, oh, now I'm a liar? You are a liar. Oh, well, am I calling you names? Don't call me names, Uba. No, you're just saying your behavior was shocking. I was terrified. So Jessel is on her phone clicking in the hot tub alone. And Sai goes, oh my God, look at Jessel. She's typing this shit down. Brynn's like, yeah, she's like taking notes.
She's like documenting our entire friendship. Maybe I should show her my badge so she can describe it in her notes.
So then,
oh my God, thank God Jenna's back for some wacky Jenna scenes. You know, Jenna is by far the fan favorite on the show. I can't wait to see what she brings to this scene. She goes to the chef. She's like, I've not stopped thinking about your brownies. Are we going to have brownies for dessert? Oh my God, I can't wait to taste them.
He's like, sure. Okay. He's like, well, as long as there's chocolate involved, let me know. Okay. Got to go back to work. So then, so now Aaron is like, she's like, Uba, I can't even look at you. I never talked to you like that. I never treated you like that. I never called you a piece of shit. She goes, let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something. Try to make me understand why I feel this way. She goes, why? She goes, I want you to stay. Okay, you know what? Let me show you. I'm going to show you why it's important for me to always have my phone. It is very, very important for me to always have my phone because I've got family. And look at all the things they're writing on my phone. I can't find my phone.
Where's my phone?
Where's my phone? Can't find my phone. So
she's lost her phone again. So she calls Bryn over to go find her phone. And Bryn's like, oh my God, I'll find it. And Uba's like, I think it's in the car. So Aaron's like, she never loses her phone. She never lets it out of her sight. Yet somehow in the middle of the conversation, she doesn't have her phone. I mean, also, can I just say, I don't remember Uba ever calling her a piece of shit.
I don't remember that either.
Because that sounds like more lies. Just going to say. While you're lying, just keep throwing some more on there. So Uba's like, well, guess what? I don't know where my phone is. And Aaron goes, well, what if someone's playing a prank on you?
Just nobody will. Not after I react like the way I did to you, okay? Because I have to report to my family. Like, that's why I have to tell them where I am every morning. And Aaron's like, well, I would never keep your phone all night. She goes, but you did that to me. She goes, you think I was trying to prank you to hurt you? She goes, well, you must not talk, you know, like, let me say, hold on. I want to show you something on my phone. And so then Aaron goes, well, I don't want to wait here all day. It's like, excuse me, ma'am. And she's like, okay, well, then fine. We'll do it later. She goes, well, what do you need the phone for? She's like, you know what? Don't pressure me. You're pressuring me right now. Don't pressure me.
Then we can talk later. She goes, no, I don't want to talk later. I want to move on. She goes, then fine, we're done. How about that? The conversation is over. And she goes, oh, okay. You want it to be over then? Fine. Oh my God. You were such a fucking victim. I can't. So Uba walks off and Sai's like, why can't we squash this? And Aaron's like, well, I extended the olive branch and I was like, let's sit down and talk about it. But, you know, she has to look for her phone for 45 minutes. So I'm going to go put a bathing suit on and then I'm going to drop kick her in the pool.
So Bryn finds the phone in the car and she's all excited. And she's like, oh my God, I found it. It's like finding a centurion card. And so they're all like laughing because, of course, it was in the car again, which, by the way, is not great for Uba's case, but whatever. So Uba's basis, so she goes, why don't people just stay on my nicer side? Okay, it's just like my nice side's so nice, just stay on that side. And then Bryn's like, so is it because, like, what happened over there when you're talking to Aaron?
Yeah, so they're in the hot tub now. So Uba's like, listen, you guys, Aaron's running circles around all of us over here. And Bryn tells Sai, yeah, you're being accused of throwing someone in a pool. I'm being accused of being a slut and fucking with someone, like flirting with someone's husband. And Aaron's like, Aaron comes out and hears that. And she goes, no one called you a slut. Okay, I didn't call you a slut. You implied. I mean, you did imply. Yeah. You implied it. And Bryn's like, well, you did accuse me of flirting with your husband. But also, you were kind of flirting with her husband, but in a joking way. So, oh my God.
Yeah, so Aaron's like, so now you're starting with me? And Bryn's like, well, do you want me to start with you? And then Aaron's like, no, I don't. And then Bryn's basically saying, like, you know, you remember you also said I was like a social climber. And she said, you know, it's not a good look to think that you're flirting with other people's husbands. Like, you call me that and everything. And
oh my God, Bryn can't take it not being about her for 2 fucking seconds. That fight is over, Bryn. It's a muddle.
But I was okay with it because I liked that they were all kind of like, for a moment, they were all like, wait a second, Aaron, you have a problem with all of us. And you've talked shit about all of us, okay? And Bryn's like, she's like, you know, I'm starting to like realize, like, as much as I want to overlook them as my friend, like, this is like really reckless. And there's like no accountability. She doesn't hold herself accountable. And I know we don't hold her accountable. And Abe is far up her ass. Makes me jealous.
So Jess was like, and in all of this, it's own up to your own shit, own up to your shit. But guess what? I haven't heard you apologize once to anyone here. And Bryn's like, well, she did apologize to me, but well, whatever. It's like, she's trying to get on the side. You're the one galvanizing this whole thing. Don't immediately shoot her down when she's trying to be on your team. You guys need to learn.
So then Aaron's like, I'm sorry for using that word. I am saying that word, slut or social climber or whatever I called any of you people, princess. But like, can we not please not turn on me like this? Which I'm like, you know, we were like a few weeks ago, like like, oh my God, these people are so awful the way they are just all coming at Jenna. But I don't feel that way when they're all coming at Aaron, because I feel like Aaron has done
Aaron
has complained and caused shit with every single person, and now that she's being called on it, she's like she's all sad.
Yeah, agreed. So Bryn's bringing up the social climber thing again, and she's like, that was months ago because you ditched me. But yeah, so someone ditches you, so now they're social. Bryn's just drunk and like trying to housewives it up, and then Aaron is not winning this. So what is she gonna do? She is gonna start crying and be a victim, because that's how she does. She's either gonna walk away or start fake crying, and
so
she does it.
Uba meanwhile on the side is going, no, and Aaron goes, be quiet. And he goes, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me to be quiet. She's just that person who goes, shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. You're such a fucking bitch. That is way louder, way meaner than anything Uba said.
And Sai's like, this is feeling like an ambush right now. Well, you had no problem when it was Jessel you were both yelling at, you asshole. So Aaron's like, I'm sorry about that word. But again, it's not the specific words. It's what you're saying. So then, yeah, Aaron screams at her to shut up, and you're such a bitch. And Uba's like, no, you're a bitch. And guess what? I'm coming to you hot. And Aaron's like, ooh.
And then Aaron starts to cry.
And so, yeah, Aaron, this is where she whips out her phony tears. And Uba's like, oh, well, let's add it up. She's mad at you. And guess what? None of them are coming to me saying, she's saying, they're all mad at you, but no one's coming to me saying, I talk shit about them. And Aaron's like, you treat everyone like shit, Uba.
Which, does she? Have really? Seen that? Like,
she never has. There's another lie from Aaron. She's racking them up today. Yeah. And Uba's like, darling, you can never compare with me. You know why she's doing this? Because she doesn't want to be called out. She's a liar.
Right. And then it's like, no, she's not a liar, but she tends to start a lot of shit. And then basically, Jenna just leaves. She goes to do some more work. And then Aaron's like, she's just like, I'm getting tired of this. It's gone too far now. Like, why are we like reacting to this? Like, what do you want from me? Like, I took your phone as a joke. Everyone's against me.
Oh, God. And Bran's like, oh, she's breaking down. I don't want her to break down. And Aaron goes, oh, she called you a social climber 4 months ago. Big dude, big whoopee. And Uba goes, hey, did I put everyone against her? Did I put you against her? And Aaron's like, what are you doing to me? And you too, Bryn. You too. You're supposed to be my friend. And Bryn's like, you've done this to me. And she goes, what are you doing? It's enough. Just stop. It's enough.
So Aaron and Uba go. They go to try to have another conversation again, the two of them. And basically, Uba's like, okay, let me start. Okay, I love you. Okay, people don't trigger me until you really mean something to me. And Aaron's like, well, look what you just did to me today. You got me back. It was like, I really care about you. She goes, well, you think I'd be crying like this if I didn't care about you? You really hurt me. I'm scared to be friends with you. Like, oh, please.
Yeah, you said a lot of things about me today. Like, I talk shit about everyone, and I'm like this horrible person. Okay, she did not say you're a horrible person, but she did say you talk shit about everybody. And she goes, Uba even says that. She's like, well, you know, the lying part is bullshit because you're not a liar, but the part about you talking shit is not bullshit. And Aaron laughs, and she goes, you know you talk shit. She goes, yeah, but like, I don't talk shit. It's just how I feel.
Oh, okay. So...
Oh, so it's different when you do it, because
Uba's like, well, I know you're sensitive and you read things into too much, and you start using your emojis, you know, and like, we all have our faults, you know.
I love that emojis is on the list of Uba faults. She's like, you know, you're sensitive, you feel too much, you send people emoji. We all have faults.
Not all of us can be supermodels, but you're not a liar, but you do talk shit. And Aaron's like, you don't talk shit. She goes, I do, but I admit it. Like, her talking shit is not what's on trial here. What's on trial is that Aaron has a double standard with all of her friends.
So Aaron's like, listen, I'm just saying Jessel's annoying, and I'm saying Bryn's a social climber. Those are facts, okay? So, yeah, it's shit talking, but I'm not like saying anything that no one knows. Okay, well, you're a liar and you're a spoiled brat and you're a shit talker and you talk behind everyone's back and try to start everything.
Ronnie's just saying how he feels.
Stop your crying.
He's not shit talking. He's just saying how he feels. That's all.
Yeah, it's just how I feel, guys. So Aaron's like, this was the dumbest thing ever. So they make up. Uba says, I'm sorry for taking the glasses off your face and for keeping them 45 minutes. And Aaron goes, oh, I don't even care. Really,
after
Aaron,
all that, she does
don't
that.
Don't you? Don't you, though?
So annoying.
And Uba's like, no, well, I did care because you know why I did it? Because your eyes are so sensitive.
But then the sun didn't come out. So that was my karma. I was hoping to blind you. So everything is good. Okay. So now it's time to get ready for dinner and everything. So Brynn is like drunk. She goes into Jenna's room and she's just showered or she just got out of the pool. And she goes,
knock, knock, honey. I'm home and I'm wet in more ways than one. What I'm trying to say is my vagina is wet. I'm wet. I'm horny. My labia is dripping. How clearly can I have to say this for you, Jenna?
Jenna's like, okay, thanks.
She's ridiculous. She comes in her towel, lies on her bed, talking about how wet she is. You're hilarious, Brynn. I'm sure every gay person across America is finding this hilarious. Oh, so then we go to Jenna and Aaron's room, and Jenna's like, because when Aaron and Uba came back in, they were pretending to fight, like to keep the fight going. So Jenna's like, I just have to ask you a question because I thought you were good, but I mean, I did hear you screaming, and you know, it was like right after I did my brownie bit, so I just wanted to make sure that it's not gonna get overshadowed.
Aaron's like, oh, that was a joke. Oh, good. Because I don't want to go to dinner if there still could be more of this, you know, because I'm really looking forward to getting a brownie, but like a peaceful brownie, you know. Aaron's like, no,
I just can't play any more Connect Four with you. And I mean, it's not you, it's just I have a thing against pucks, because like it's a childhood thing. It was like really hard, like the hockey team. Like I just felt like I wasn't good enough to be on it. And, oh my god, am I crying right now? Should I cry? Could you bring me a brownie? I'm gonna cry under the brownie. Just
get. And Aaron goes, no, it was rough, and they all ganged up on me in the hot tub. So like it was so intense. But like now I know how you felt the other night when I was someone leading a charge against you.
When you started it. And Jenna's like, I mean, I'm happy she understands how it feels, even though I don't want that. I mean, I don't know. I don't want it to happen to her, but Uba, we go over to Uba and she's like, this is why you need a husband, Jessel, because I cannot lotion my... I can't with this show. Okay, so she's getting lotion on her back. Then Aaron and Brynn, everybody's gathering for dinner. Yes. Brynn is completely wasted. She's schwasted.
She is. And so they're going to be, they're just like talking about stuff. And so then eventually, they do talk about when they're going to be landing the next day. They're going to be like, some of them are landing late. Like Aaron says she's landing at 9 p.m. and that Abe won't even be there because it's going to be at a Grateful Dead concert. And then Psy goes, I can't believe he listens to heavy metal. And I was like, ugh, Psy. But then it turns out she was referencing the fact that it was Jessel who didn't know. And Jessel's like, oh, so he's a headbanger. Ooh, is he into heavy metal? And then when it was Jessel who did that, I was like, that's hilarious. I love Jessel. When Psy does it, I'm like, fuck Psy. But when Jessel does it, I'm all in. I'm all in.
So then they start playing. Is this where they start playing the like, oh my god, you know what we should do, guys? We should play a game and go around the table and talk about everybody's favorite outfit.
Oh my god. When that happened, I was like, this was a really good episode, actually. Like, I really enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed all the bickering and I enjoyed the fighting. And I felt like it was just like, it was because it felt like it was coming from like a real place, like real petty bullshit. But of course, they had to wedge in, you know, fashion show. Let's look at that outfit. I love that outfit. Your outfit was great. You looked so good in that outfit.
They literally go through everybody's outfit. And Sai's like, Brynn, I mean, I love this orange dress. I was like, you can't even think back to like 5 minutes. I think Sai just doesn't pay attention. She's like, this one. This is the one that's in front of me. And Jessel goes, yeah, if Brynn was a dress, this dress would be the dress. Yeah, because it's the color of a caution sign. It's just a warning sign, like, do not fuck with this road.
Also, by the
way. So they're like, overall.
By the way, I was going to say, Aaron, meanwhile, speaking of outfits, Aaron was wearing a dress that literally looked like scrambled eggs. It was yellow with like little green and little red like elements to it. And I was like, she is dressed like she is a plate at Denny's right now.
So then, guess what? They have talked about trauma. They have fought about something incredibly stupid for a really long time. They've talked about their outfits. What is the only thing they have not done that they do on every episode of this show? Take a selfie. Group selfie time, everybody. Shopping at selfies. So they do that. And Jenna, of course, is like, is this a photo or a video? Like, am I smiling? Brownie?
Can hold anybody? Brownie? Am I? Is the Connect Four in the background?
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
Well, thanks everyone for being here and for listening. Sorry we don't have a video this week, but we'll get the videos back up and running very, very, very shortly. Everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.